93's fashionista and rock girl boss, it's Joan Lincoln.
Hello, hello. Good morning. I brought another boss with me. And her name is Nelly Ray. And she's been with us before. Yeah. But we are having a great event at Panache next Wednesday night. Please join us, anybody, everybody. But, you know, we talk about sustainability all the time. You know, both of my stores are consignment stores, so we're trying to hug that earth. But Natalie's products, which she refers to as Natalie Ray New York, is also sustainable. And she has just returned from...
Vietnam.
Yeah, wow. So share more about that.
Yeah. So I'm also on that sustainability journey. So I typically go to Vietnam a couple times a year. And I work with Hill Tribe Hmong ladies. So they're not Vietnamese, but there's a huge population of Hmong that live in the mountains up north in Vietnam. So I actually just went on one of my annual trips. I got back a couple weeks ago. So I fly into Hanoi, go up about 7 hours north into the mountains. Yes, it's first
for,
of all.
For what do you go there for? What are you getting?
Yeah, what are you getting?
So I'm getting fabric, and I'm creating handbags and home decor items. I'm supporting these Hmong ladies. I'm working with fabric that's already been made, I mean, from the ground up. So super sustainable, repurposing existing fabric, repurposing existing garments.
It's fascinating to me.
It is, because you know what? They sell it over at Fabrics and Findings. It's amazing.
Yeah, they don't sell that over there.
No, they don't. I have one of Natalie's purses, and gorgeous.
That's
always
right.
Get compliments whenever I carry
it. Did you get it at the Purple Painted Lady when you were
sure
out there?
I sure did.
Yeah, girl. See, women supporting women.
Yes.
You are one of the leading bosses, let me tell you. But I've carried Natalie's products at Panache for,
almost since the beginning.
Yeah. And just really proud to, you know, partner with her. Mm-hmm. But the sustainability part, it's fascinating to watch Natalie when she is in Vietnam because she, you know, how she lives and the food and how she travels from mountaintop to mountaintop.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating how she's, you know, the sleeping, those 7 hours or whatever. Ugh. How many hours does it take to get there?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's a 7-hour bus ride. There's sleeper buses to get up into the mountains.
So, you know, talk about a boss.
Wow.
I mean, she's her own boss, and, you know, I'm just fascinated with her journey and the final product.
I can only imagine, exactly.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have a bunch of girl bosses with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Aubrey Fox has started this event called, or this organization called Rock Girl Bosses. It's a membership situation, so you can participate in any level. But next Wednesday night, we have gathered about 8 or 9, female entrepreneur bosses, and it'll be from 5 to 7:30 at Panache, and we're just ready to launch and network and introduce ourselves to new people and to each other. So
wonderful. And anybody can come? Can boys come too or no?
Boys can come. You have to behave, but boys can come. We don't mind. We don't mind boys.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful. Good luck with
that. Right,
Warm 101.